السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Zulhijjah, 1446, year in South Africa, and it is day number 619, the war of Israel against our brothers, sisters in Gaza and in majority countries of the world. It is the 20th of Zulhijjah, 1446 today. Alhamdulillah, today is Monday, and in South Africa is a public holiday. They say it's Youth Day. Allah Jalla Wala knows we reject all this Father's Day, Mother's Day, Grandfather's Day, and Youth Day. We say every day is Father's Day, Mother's Day, and Youth Day in Islam. Nevertheless, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Suratul Fath, victory, and verse chapter 48 and verse number 26 of the Noble Quran. In this verse here, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is highlighting the manaqib, the virtues of the beloved Sahaba, the companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember that Sahaba, all of them will enter Jannah as promised in the Noble Quran, chapter 57, verse number 10. Wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna. What do we mean by Sahabi, Sahaba? So remember that male, that female, that child who saw Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman and Islam, and he or she passed away in that state of Iman and Islam. So they are considered to be the beloved Sahaba, companions of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence we need to understand that, and it is very, very important. Because why? When people criticize and castigate the Sahaba, Allah forbid, then we quote the verse, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When the Sahaba were contributing substantial amounts for the Battle of Tabuk in the 90th of the Hijrah during the month of Rajab, like Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, or small as tiny amounts like, you know, few dates and so forth, according to their means. So the munafiqeen and hypocrites, they mocked them, they belittled them and castigated them. So Almighty Allah states, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Hence, you are the ones who are making a mockery of the Sahaba. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Almighty Allah will make a mockery of you, meaning, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Almighty Allah will dispatch you straight to Jahannam and a painful punishment for you. Chapter 9, verse 79. So these are verses we must remember. Now, take this verse which we're doing today and apply it to what we see, what's happening in the world. Chapter 48, verse 26. إذ جعل الذين كفروا في قلوبهم الحميات. You see, so here Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that during the Umrah of Hudaybiyah, the aborted Umrah and minor pilgrimage, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was the exclusive, remember, mercy to the universe in the creation, and the only one who is known as Rahmatulil Alameen, a mercy to the entire universe and the entire creation, from the creation. So he was a messenger of peace, and they came unarmed. But these people, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, the Quraysh, there in Makkah, they wanted to show that who is the one that is really powerful. We will allow you when we want to. We will close it when we want to. The Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists, and murderers. And remember, whatever else you want to say, the swines and pigs and donkeys and monkeys, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60, chapter 62, verse 5. We will close Masjidul Aqsa whenever we want to. What can you Arab tenpot dictators do? What can you Muslims do? You see that? You must draw the parallels. Quran is not a book of history. Quran is a book of guidance. It will guide us at all times, all places. I open the tap, but you put the glass, the cup upside down. So it's my fault or your fault? So Allah is showing us the light, the radiance, the effulgence. But you, O non-Muslims, you don't want to listen with an open heart. And you have jaundiced eyes and jaundiced minds. And a Muslim also today, this Muslim by name, majority are like that today. That's the truth. إِذْ جَعَلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْحَمِيَّةَ. So these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, remember when Almighty Allah placed in their hearts al-hamiyyah. What is this hamiyyah? Literally, you see a bathroom, you call hammam. You know it's winter. We perform ghusl, we perform hudu, we go there to the bathroom, right, for the ablution and the bath and shower and what have you. The water we use, hamim, you see, said, I'm showing you the word, how it works. So hot, hot water, if it's boiling, then also hamim. So for Abu Jahl and them is mentioned, the azab al-hamim, you see, that Allah will punish them with that boiling water. So nevertheless, we must remember that that heat is burning in their heart. The heat of what? Of kufr and blasphemy, of shirk and polytheism, and the heat of Zionism, and the heat of all these things that are anti, or you want to use the American way, anti-Islam and Muslim. So that is hamiyyah. So this is like their ta'assub, their prejudiceness, their biasness, and so forth. So it is burning in their hearts and increasing all the time. We must show our dadagiri. We must show we are in charge. So this is what they were doing on that side. Now juxtapose and try and draw a comparison what the Sahaba did. They showed the love for Almighty Allah. They showed the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they carry out everything what Almighty Allah jalla wala, what Mustafa rahmatulil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed them to do. Hamiyat al jahiliyah, and this heat that is based on batil and falsehood is the heat and the prejudiceness and the biasness of ignorance. Chapter 5, verse number 50, O Muslim, today Father's Day, Youth Day, Mother's Day. Chapter 5, verse number 50, of a hukm al jahiliyati abhun. Are they seeking the laws of jahiliyah and ignorance? This character, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, O you Salafis, collecting money from the Saudi embassies and so forth. You call him Waliyul Amr, that he is the person in charge. So he is the Khadimul Haramain Sharifain son and so forth. We call him Waliyul Khamar, not Waliyul Amr. So he's legalizing alcohol and everything. So these are the Haramis, the Murtads and so forth. Hamiyat al Jahiliyah. So that is one side. Now see Sahaba, what Allah Jalla Wala states. Almighty Allah states, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ subsequently, فَأَيْتَعْقِيبُ subsequently, thereafter, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَىٰ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Hence, ye all, might Allah send down the peace, the tranquility, the serenity. The in ihram, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, 1400 companions, students, ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam in Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah. So Allah send down sakinatahu ala rasulihi wa ala al-mu'mineen. And remember that upon the believers. Hey, you Shia kafirs, who are the mu'mineen Allah is speaking of here? The 1400, 1500. Remember Allah said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. We did it already. Chapter 48, verse 18, in the same surah, see number 18 verse. When Allah says, definitely, surely, He is pleased with them. He is pleased with them forever. It's not me and you be pleased with a person today and after 1 week, 1 month be upset. Nay, Allah Jalla Wala's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, past, present and future. So Allah has sent down upon him Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, at the most difficult times and situations, and upon the true believers that special sakina, peace, tranquility, serenity. We will accept whatever you say, Ya Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. We will accept whatever you say, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. Wa alzamahum kalimat al-taqwa. And Almighty Allah let them stick to it and place it on their heart. Kalimat al-taqwa, the word of taqwa. So they will not look for loopholes. They will not look for shortcuts. They will not look for some way they can practice on some crooked thing. Nay, they will always be looking for iman and taqwa. And that Allah has stuck in their hearts and placed in their hearts. Who are Sahaba? Oh, you listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba. That's why with Allah's bazfadal, grace, mercy, benevolence, we kept our name Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are the greatest people to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam. See what Allah says. وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. And they were most deserving of it, of that sakina, of that iman, of that taqwa, وَأَهْلَهَا. And they are the people of it. Allah says they have iman. Allah says they have Islam. Allah says they have taqwa. Allah says they have sakina. But the kuffar, Shia, swear them. Swearing my mother, Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha. Swearing our mother, Sayyida Hafsa, radiallahu anha. Swearing our greatest khulafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. So how can we ever have unity? But we support you, Shias. You are showing Israel on this issue, we support you. You must hit the hell out of Netanyahu, Setanyahu and the Zionists and Israel. Any person attacks American interest, Israeli interest, we will support them, Muslim or non-Muslim. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And Almighty Allah is all-knowing of everything. Which person in the world today can say he knows everything? I ask him, how many hair on your body? Dance al di proper dance. You must remember that. Then you will see what will happen. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. He will perplex the non-Muslim. I ask him, how many drops in the ocean? How many grass? How many states, you understand? Play her flowers and how many petals on the flowers and so forth. And in your lawn, tell me how many pieces of lawn they are and grass they are and so forth. Million examples you can give. Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. This is unity in diversity, and diversity in unity. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today 19 Zulhijjah 1446, 20th Zulhijjah 1446 in most countries. We start off on a very sad, tragic note. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our brother Abdul Hamid, teacher sahab, our regular musalli and person who visits our masjid, Sufi masjid, his wife passed away last night, Auntie Hajra, at about 9:30. Today at 10 o'clock will be janaza here at the Lanesia, your said cemetery, Avalon. So may Almighty Allah grant our sister, that is Auntie Hajra, by Abdul Hamid's wife, you see, and Jannat al-Firdaus. They have one child, one daughter, Razia, she's blind. from birth, and remember she's a Hafiza. Allah grant our teacher Sahib Abdul Hamid and his daughter Razia, the family Sabre Jameel, we make dua for them. We make dua for my sister Hajra. So much difficulty she had to bring up the daughter. Allah grant her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah ta'ala grant her for Sabre Jameel to the Biri family. 10 o'clock this morning, Janaza Salat, inshallah, we'll be there, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews. So remember that in Gaza, the Jutlas killed 60 people. And in Iran, they killed 15 scientists. You know, the professional nuclear guys. Total death toll, according to Iranian media, 224 people have been killed since Thursday night, Friday morning by Israel. How many have they killed? Remember, Israel, Palestine, there's Iranians. How many have they killed of the Jutlas? It's close to 100. But remember, the Zionist media, the Jewish media will never tell you that. They're hitting the hell out of Haifa. They're hitting the hell out of Tel Aviv. They're hitting the hell out of Beit Yam. Beit Yam, if you know anything about Palestine, Al-Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, is the coastal city, coastal place. That they say it has become just like Gaza. Hey, you Jutla Harami, we got no empathy, sympathy for you. Everyone is legitimate target. We stand with Iran, we stand with Russia, we stand with China, we stand with Pakistan. All these have said we support Iran. Japan also said that they stand with Iran. And the EFF of Malema said Iran has the right to defend itself. Well said, Malema. I don't agree with many things you say, but certain things you'll say, we agree 100%. So anyway, so that is the latest. Remember that Israel used to tell the world, we are a superpower. You haramis, Iran finished you up in 3 days. You crying and begging. Remember, please help us. America, help us. Europe, help us. And the Arab tenpot dictators, help us. The Arab countries are all shaking now. They know, don't play with Iran. Iran finished up Israel in 3 days and they're crying. That's how they play the game, be the victim. But you can't be the victim, yeah? You broke the ceasefire with Hamas in March and you are the guilty party. You made the preemptive strike against Iran, hence you are guilty. So nobody really has got sympathy for you. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Every Jutla is a legitimate target there. Remember that in all these places. Trump trumpeting away. He says, I agree. Putin can be the mediator between Iran and Israel. But Putin already condemned Israel, remember that. Trump thought that in the weekend he will have such success that hundreds of thousands of people will come for his birthday and the army, 250 years old, the American army, they're committing genocide, half the places, they attack the haramis. So nevertheless, only 1,000, 2,000 people came for Trump's birthday, a smack in his face. And you know how many people in different cities marched against Trump and his policies and his administration? 5 million people marched against him. So that is how you must know. Israel is begging his people. Nobody should leave abroad and leave. I'm telling you, Jutlas, Futsak, get out. Wherever you can get out, because you're going to lose. I told you what our imam, what our sheikh told us. You know our sheikh? Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. He told us, Hamas, he told the members that we are Hamas, we are proud about it. He told us, he told the Ummah, Zawalu Israel, Israel will fall in 2027, 2025. They're already in Sakarat. They don't know what the hell to do. They're catching it from all sides, from Yemen and from Iran. And Gaza also, they're busy. They're keeping the Jutlas busy. Macron visit Greenland, assigned to Trump in USA. You don't poke your nose inside there. Listen to this one here. Iranian pilgrims are going to another airport, right, in Saudi Arabia. And that is called Ar-Ar Airport. First, they take them to Medina. From Medina, they take them to Ar-Ar Airport. They fly them down. And from there, by land, they'll enter Iran, right? So that is good. We got no problem. But look at what Saudi Arabia did. You know how many thousand, this is the Arab media, if you know the Arabic, English, whatever. So the Saudis, the Waliyul Khamar, the Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, allowed 76,000 Iranian pilgrims to come. Can you believe that? So you must remember, you see, it's all to do with politics. You come, you scratch my back, I scratch your back, and so forth and so on. So 76,000 pilgrims for this year, Hajj 2025, 1446, they're sending them off and giving them gifts and presents. We like you, but the Shias hate you, remember that. The G7 is starting there in Canada, Toronto, and they'll be discussing Iran, Israel. But Canada is already saying that these guys here, Israel, are guilty, remember that. So sanctions will be applied on them. And Japan is critical of them. So a lot of countries today are seeing the light and so forth. 270 people dead in India. Modi doesn't know whether he's coming or going. So in that airplane crash, one survivor. But the plane hardly flew for 1 minute and crashed into the canteen. And that is now where there were students and so forth, and there also people died. So 270 dead, they say 26 are Muslim. Allah give the 26 Jannatul Firdaus if they passed away with Iman and Islam. And then a helicopter crashes there in India, 7 people dead. Plane crash, now helicopter crash. Modi, what's happening to you? You're seeing stars daytime, you harami. So France, definitely, they say they will recognize the Palestinian state that is starting tomorrow in the United Nations, the conference regarding Palestine, co-hosted by Saudi Arabia and by the France and so forth, right? Okay. Thereafter, thousands protest against Israel. Where? By the Hague. You see that? They so hated, even they despise. Allah says he's going to punish them till the day of Qiyamah. We thought America is safe, Mr. Trump. You said South Africa is crime. They shooting the Boer and killing the whiteys. But I see you guys there, somebody shot, you must remember, a Democratic politician and the lady's husband also and so forth. And you still can't find the perpetrator. Shame on you, Trump. Eh, yala Boer. Van dun yala daan America. Sin yala wat gaan aan in America. Well, let's get good, ne? Pitskit Dawak, you must remember that. You who never understood nothing there in Durban, Yala Pratni Afrikaans. I asked those Burkis who went there, what you seeing there? How they shooting the politicians there? What you thought only in South Africa we got Pitskit? There also they got Pitskit, you must remember. Netanyahu, the harami, ran away to Athens and now he's back in Israel. He went to go see the devastation, destruction there in Beit Yam, and he doesn't know what to say. He says, imagine if they had nuclear. He doesn't say that is my fault. That is a Netanyahu. He is a serial liar and is a serial killer also. Kill, kill, kill. He say, look at what Iran did. They're killing our women and children. You harami, you're killing our Palestinians for past 8 years almost. The babies and the children and the men and women. Don't you even feel ashamed? We will never forget. We will never forgive. I'm telling you now. So now remember that the Israeli said, we must assassinate Khamenei, the leader, spiritual leader. Trump said, hey, you don't do that, I veto it. Because why? Netanyahu is selling them this. That, hey, Trump, they want to kill you, you see. That how he fooled George Bush, how he fooled, then this guy there, oh, Blair, Tony Blair, BNB, both haramis. And then they invaded Iraq and they killed 500,000 babies and children. You know, Madeleine Albright, the Jute leader, Jewess, let her rot in hell forever, the harami, and all the Jutlas. So a Khuya Jut is a Doya Jut. So remember, good Jew is a dead Jew. So then he said, how dare you do that? Now they're crying to America, help us, but he's still not getting there. He's not interested, you see. Trump knows he also get a good hiding. One side Russia, one side China, one side Iran, one side North Korea, all that. China brought big, big cargo for Iran. You see that? They say China, they don't speak too much like the Americans. They just do the job. So be cargo, the Lord. Take your arms, take your ammunition, take your fuel, take everything. We support you. Russia is supporting, North Korea is supporting, many countries, Pakistan is supporting them. Israel trying to drag the US in the war. So Bibi Netanyahu said, listen carefully, all these are documented. If you don't know this, then remember, you better start reading Iqra. He, Netanyahu, the war criminal, said, first, we want to finish Iran. First, they want to finish Hamas. Then they want to finish Iran. Then they want to finish Pakistan. You harami, you finish Israel in the process. Israel must fall, inshallah, in our lifetime. America must fall in our lifetime. And all these Arab port dictators, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Israel, Jordan, and Egypt, the Pharaoh. Remember, all of you going to fall. And Libya, you Haftar. Don't think UAE can save you. And you, Saria, Julani, you Jew supporter, you all will fall, you haramis. Let's come to South Africa. Now listen to this here. Therefore, I can never vote ANC. Just listen to this. This is in your media, right? South African media. 414 million rand is needed for Cyril's plane. He needs a presidential plane, but we must fork out more than 400 million. Not worth it, Cyril. What did you do for South Africa? You just made things worse for South Africa. South African SEPs, you know, South African police force and all of them, you see that? They paid out 100 million rand to the police on sick leave. So that guy was busy with his girlfriend. He was busy with this one, that one. Ate too much, you understand? There's KFC and so forth. You know how things work. Then they got sick. Because why? He was so drunk. And he was so then they had to pay out the SEPs. You see that? The South African police characters, 100 million they had to pay them for sick leave. I'm asking you, can you really think they were sick and so forth? You day we reject it, remember that. You see, this is why I say ANC. You destroyed the lives of people. Hector Peterson, all these people, they fought the apartheid regime. We don't want Afrikaans. Yes, they gave the confidence. They made the sacrifice. Nobody can deny that. And great sacrifice, they gave their lives. But what you went to go do, instead of accepting their sacrifice, and utilizing it for the betterment of South Africa, you became the super elite. You 10, 20, 30,000 became super billionaires and so forth. And the rest can go to hell. 78 ministers and deputy ministers getting fed there in parliament. And what you're doing for us, you must remember. Hopeless, useless you are. And we must condemn, remember, the DA and the PA, the Patriotic Alliance, and the ACDP for speaking in favor of Israel. And therefore we say any party that supports Israel is haram to vote for them. See, my sister, Naledi Pandor, her Muslim name, Naila Pandor, she says, every day I receive threats from the enemies. You see that? Because she was the mastermind to take them there to the ICJ, the criminal court and criminal justice, whatever you want to call it. So that was her plan with Iran and so forth. Masterpiece, remember, put South Africa on the mat. Now that all this, if the Strait of Hormuz closes, your petrol price, your dollar, your oil price will go to $200-$300 per barrel and so forth and so on. And petrol price will increase. Remember, it will rocket out of that. Therefore, Malema, well said, EFF said, Iran has the right to defend itself. Sardines, the guys are still busy there in Durban, South Coast, you must remember. Sardine run, so that is there. Today, 8:30 to 9, in the interview, inshallah, Maulana Zaid will interview me. We speak about Iran, inshallah, then 1 to 2 tafsir, then 2 to 2:30, our trip to Alberton. Very nice trip. Allah reward all of them. And then again, one more time, we announce the janaza. Remember our sister, our auntie Hajra passed away, teacher Sab Abdul Hamid, his wife, and remember Razia, who's blind, and the only child. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for her. Hafiza she is. She knows so many ahadith. You see, I'm going to go see what she studies. You know, fascinating. Janaza, Allah grant them sabre jameel. Allah grant our auntie Hajra Jannat al-Firdaus in A'la. This morning, 10 o'clock, janaza, there, the Avalon Graveyard Cemetery in Indonesia. Make dua for all our shuhada and all those who passed away with Iman and Islam. May Almighty Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. May Almighty Allah decimate and destroy Israel and those who are supporters of Israel. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Kitab, in the current situation in the Middle East, what is the best dua to read for the protection of the Ummah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The best dua to read is Surah 29, verse number 30. This dua was read in Palestine. By who? By Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And his name, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Lot, L-O-T. So remember that he, Nami, Ismegrami, is mentioned 27 times in the Noble Quran. So he said, Rabbin Surni Alal Qawmil Mufsideen, chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 30. Rabbin Surni Alal Qawmil Mufsideen, O Allah, you assist me, assist us against this gay community that was in Sodom and Gomorrah, so the Dead Sea, and you see the altitude there. All these are remnants and relics. So we should make this dua, Rabbin Surna Alal Qawmi, say Surna. So Ya Allah, help us against these mischief makers, troublemakers, war criminals, and read Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So we are the people that we beg Allah, Ya Allah, you are sufficient for us, the best one to take care of our affairs, and you are the best protector and best helper. A person asks what the Quran says about the current conflict. Everything you will find in the Quran. O ulama, O students, O awam and public, wake up. If you want a reference of this, what I'm going to tell you now, go open Tafsir ibn Kathir by Allama ibn Kathir. He is the student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, buried there in Maqabir al-Sufiyya in Damascus, Syria. Go open Tafsir Munir by Shaykh Wahba Zuhaili. Go open Ma'ariful Quran by, remember, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah. Go to the ending of Surah Muhammad, the surah named after the Nami, Ismigrami of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the last verse there, and that is verse 38. So the surah is verse 47 and verse 38. So one day, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read this verse and made the tafsir. Wa in tatawallaw, if you Arabs, if you Muslims, you the first and foremost one, that you the people like the munafiqeen and hypocrites, you're going to turn away from what Allah teaches you, what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam preaches to you. Yastabadil qawman ghayrakum. Allah will replace you with the people besides you Arabs. Thumma la yakunu amsalakum. And then they will be not like you. So then they asked, the Sahaba asked, who will be this people? Next to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu was sitting there. The Persian, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, then said, pointed to him. One hadith says that placed his hand Mubarak Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Salman and said, huwa wa qawmuhu. He and his people, the people of Faris, the Persian people. We're speaking about the Muslims, not Shias, yeah. But sometimes even Allah will use the Shias like nowadays. So the true Muslims of the non-Arab countries, you see, Taliban, all of them, and you see the Muslims, the Arabs, Allah will say, you are out now. You had your chance. You don't want to come. So now we replace you. And you can see majority of the Arab countries, they supporting America, supporting Israel. Go open the hadith is in Tirmidhi. The hadith is in Mustadrak Hakim. The hadith is in Bayhaqi. And I gave you the tafsir. Tafsir ibn Kathir, Tafsir Qurtubi. And if you want modern day tafsir, our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Tanwirul Adhan. I have all this, alhamdulillah. And Tafsir Munir. So you will find it by Wahaba Zuhaili, Rahimahullah. So that is the tafsir here. Another time, Nabi alayhi salam praised Salman Farsi, was in Suratul Jumu'ah and verse number 3. Wa akharina. You know where the word is mentioned and other people. So let Allah Ta'ala speaks of them. So there also, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it refers to the Persian people. Therefore, the Hanafis are very happy about that. Because why? Remember, they say it refers to Imam Abu Hanifa also, who was a Persian. وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. The hadith of in Surah Jumu'ah, it refers to them, is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. So you Arabs, for you today, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ. Woe and destruction to you Arabs, the leaders especially. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Ulama, wake up. When you start giving bayan, speak about this. So give credit where credit is due. Iran finished them up. Israel in 3 days, they begging for help, the haramis. One settler, one bullet. We're very proud about you, Iran. But we hate you for your belief system and so forth. So that the kafirs, and we can never be apologetic about that and compromise on this.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to read Salah with perfume on your clothes for ladies?
Yes, if you are reading with perfume, lipstick, dipstick, all these type of things, they in your house, totally permissible. When your husband come home, you give him some Lucky Lips business. Come here, my darling, let me give you a peck on the neck. See, hadith, Tirmidhi. So Urwa bin Zubair. Urwa is the nephew of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So Urwa's mother is who? Asma. Asma radiallahu anha is the eldest sister of Sayyida Aisha. So Asma radiallahu anha passed away at the age of 100. So you must remember that Urwa bin Zubair and Abdullah bin Zubair and all of them, you see, like that. So anyway, when you study Tirmidhi, you must remember you find this hadith there. So Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, one of the most beloved wives of the Master alayhi salatu salam, she said, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabbala ba'da nisa'ihi thumma yusalli wa lam yatawadda. The Master alayhi salatu salam kissed some of his wives and then he went to read salat and didn't perform wudu. So he, that was Zubair's son, said, Ma hiya illa anti. So when I should teach them in Da'alum, I should translate it. That is no one else but you. But hiya illa anti, O anti. It's no one else but you, O anti. My father is Zubair. My mother is Asma. Your sister, you my khala. So remember that Ma hiya illa anti, O anti. It used to happen with you for tahikat and she smiled. You see that? So therefore, in your house you do that, there's no problem. But when you go outside, and then you got your lipstick, makeup, and all that, you dressed, you see, you know, to be the center of attraction. You ladies know what I'm talking about. Then the other hadith comes, and Quran comes. Chapter 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا. You must stay glued to your houses. You must not go out except when there's real need, necessity. So, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. You see, we discussed today's Quran ayat, حَمِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ. Same thing. So, do not expose yourself like how they used to do in the Ayyamul Jahiliyah, the pre-Islamic days of ignorance. Habib, chapter 33, verse 33. And hadith sharif, authentic, sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Idha kharajatil mar'a, when a lady emerges from a home, wa hiya muta'attira, and she applies lipstick, dipstick, and makeup, and what have you. Famarrat bi majlisi kada wa kada, and the fragrance is spreading, everybody can smell it, you see. And the woman wanted most of them or some of them. Fahiya zaniya, she is just like an adulteress, a loose lady. So think about it properly, where we're going, my mother's sisters and daughters. Don't fool ourselves, but your salat will be valid, provided that the water went through all that makeup and lipstick and dipstick and all that. Then the salat will be valid, but you get major sin for doing all this in public.
As soon as Maghrib Azan is over, can one pray 2 rakat Tahiyatul Wudu before praying 3 farz of Maghrib?
The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Sallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain. Sallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain. Sallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain, insha'ah. 3 times the Master alayhi wa sallam said, before Maghrib Salat, read 2 rakats. And the last time the Master alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, so it is sunnah. according to the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis and all of them. Therefore, Makkah, Medina, you see, they give normally 5-6 minutes and so forth. Ramadan time is 15 minutes from Adhan right till Iqama. So nevertheless, so yes, we must do. Today in South Africa, we no more Hanafi only, you know. Yeah, in Transvaal and Gauteng and all that and Natal, it's all mixed now. You got Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, all. So if the Imam got common sense, which nowadays most Imams don't have so much common sense, they don't even give a chance to read the Azan Dua so many places. La ilaha illallah, the Muazzin just starts, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Why? You don't have to make so much haste. Wait 1 minute, give us some time to read the Dua, Sunnah, Duas after Azan. So you, the ulama, the imams, you must educate the muazzin and educate yourself. When you see people that in your congregation, you got so many people who are foreigners, wait 3-4 minutes, 2-3 minutes, let them read their sunnats and so forth. I read the sunnats every day when I'm there in Makkah, Medina. That, because they're giving you a chance, so you must remember that. So you should understand these things. So you make intention, tahiyatul masjid, tahiyatul huzu, salatul shukr, salatul hajat, all permissible. Hanafi say we must read the Maghrib salat. So no time for 2 rakats normally for Hanafis. La tazalu ummati bi khairin ma ajjalul Maghrib. You must make a haste in Maghrib salat and so forth. So therefore, but if you got a cosmopolitan crowd and so forth, then it's better you give them chance also. The whole world is not Hanafi, you know. So we need to also wake up and become realistic as this, to understand these issues properly.
Mufti Sahib, if a marhum made wasiyat to pay his debt, and if the debt exceeds 1/3 of the estate, what is the Shariat ruling?
The Shariat ruling is nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tugda anhu, rawahu Ahmad fi musnadihi. It's sahih, authentic hadith. The deceased person, my father, mother, whoever it is, your parents, your near and dear ones, nobody enters Jannah and paradise until the debts of the deceased are paid. We must be clear on that. So first is burial, funeral expenses. Second is the debts of the deceased from the estate. And the estate doesn't have enough, so now what happens? The person made wasiya, and now it exceeds 1/3. So that comes to the third point, wasiya. So now you, the heirs, must decide, do you want to just pay the 1/3, those of you who are sane and mature, or will you use your personal money to ensure the debts of your parents or whoever it is paid. So my advice to you should pay it. Remember, get together. Yes, if they are minors, you don't touch their money, but you are sane and mature. That is my irshad, my advice to you and so forth. You can come about and say it's not compulsory, I agree, but do you want your father, mother not to go to Jannah? So think about that. So that's a haq, that one of the rights we should try and fulfill, the payment of the debts of the deceased. Even if we have to pay from our own money, that will be meritorious and virtuous. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.